Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
New money?
Yes, indeed. Man, I'll tell you what. This guy has had a ripple effect ever since he made this decision. Because those Airbnb prices are...
Wow. At Puerto Rico?
Yes. And they're all like, you know, before it used to be like, you know, yeah, you can book it now. You can take maybe a reservation fee, but, you know, you can pay for it later, closer to the trip. Mm-hmm. Now they're like,
all cash.
We need it now, buddy. No cancellation.
You want to know what effect you've had?
Yeah.
A ribbit effect.
Okay. That's
so bad.
I'm proud of yourself.
That's so bad.
I'm proud of myself. Oh, let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Heat did not beat the Lakers last night, 117-108. Panthers are back on the ice tonight at 7 o'clock. And you guys can hear that, of course, right here, 5-6 WQM. But let's get into this some more of this D-Wade stuff. So,
yeah,
D-Wade, his podcast on the Y Network, or his podcast is called the Y Network, with Darrell Wright and Bobby Metalis. They were discussing his house divided amongst itself cannot stand. He said this at the press conference, or at his unveiling, his statue unveiling. He then posted this a couple of weeks ago, and they discussed this last week, but they released it yesterday. One of the big things that has been put out there is that Miami Heat players, the Heat won't be able to get star players anymore because of this. Now, D-Wade, I think on this, like, does give the right description of what this has been looked upon, because the Heat, everybody in their rafters, it seems like they got a beef with at some point. Pat Riley's going to beef with a star player. But he thinks that the notion that no one's going to come to Miami anymore is ridiculous, even with all this going on. But here is what Dwayne Wade had to say on the situation with the Heat and Jimmy Butler.
For one, I'm glad that we're back to the culture.
Yes.
I was very happy when Pat came out last year and at the end of the season. As a former player, Tim Hardaway came out and said, thank you. That's what we used to.
Right.
Now, I don't like nasty breakups. And I think what people need to understand is these relationships are relationships.
Yeah.
And just like the relationships that we in, the communication in these relationships suck. And that's the one thing about the league that really that I didn't like and I don't like is that, no, we don't communicate very well. So in this space with the Heat, man, I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't want to comment on the trade, but I know what Jimmy Butler has done for the Miami Heat. And it shouldn't have to be as ugly as it is right now. And I don't like this stain on our organization. I don't like the fact that people feel that they can comment and talk about, like, that whole notion that people saying, people that because of the Jimmy Butler situation, how Pat Riley has handled things, that guys are not going to come to Miami. Y'all can quit that right now. It ain't going to be a day that a basketball player, it ain't going to make $300 million to play in Miami. It will not be a day that you ain't going to raise your hand and go make $300 million to be the star of Miami. So let's quit that narrative. Let's quit that narrative right now.
There you go. But I do think it's I think it's a proper description of it, Leroy. Like, I do think that on the Heat's, it is a stain on the resume. Like, it can't be ignored that these things have happened, but I don't necessarily believe the idea that this is going to handcuff them or deter their ability to ever lure anybody back down here.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the bigger issue. When you look at both sides, the Heat could be 90% wrong here in how they handled it. But Jimmy Butler has a history in every place that he's gone. And so that's how a lot of people may be looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, one of the things I hate about breakups, and I've never done it, you break up, you broke up. Who cares? I don't need to make myself look good, or I don't need to make the other person look bad. It don't matter. You ain't together no more. So who cares? And I think what's going on here is, instead of trying to get through it, everybody trying to look good.
Yeah.
And there is no way to look good. It's a breakup. Like D-Wade said, it's a breakup.
None of the stuff that has come out, like the role in the offense or the Heat now being annoyed that Jimmy Butler takes private jets or stays at Airbnbs, like, hey, man, this stuff was going on. Like, we all have Instagram. We know what was happening. Don't make it now seem like it's a thing. Like, we know what it is. The Heat are making a business decision.
The issue was the fact that you let it happen.
Right.
Back then.
You know what reminds me of what
I complain about it now.
It reminds me of D Wade kind of feels right now. He reminds me of the old school Canes when they looked at all the guys from like younger generations. And it's like, yeah, but you're not doing all the stuff that it took to be the Canes. Like, you're not
right.
Putting it all. You're wearing the uniform, but you're not really, you know, you're not really understanding what it took to be that. And I feel like with the Heat, like, yeah, the Heat get into arguments with their star players and they butt heads with their star players. But everybody who does leave here, one of the big things with it is they say, it ain't like that everywhere else.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying Jimmy Butler's going to miss it, because Jimmy Butler may be at a point in his life where he's like, all right, I tried. A lot of things went our way. Some things didn't. It was a hell of a 5-year run. But, you know, now what his priority is, he feels like it's an underappreciated thing. He's definitely had that sentiment of, if you underappreciate me, I'm out. I don't deal with that.
In his mind, he is.
Because in his mind, he feels that way.
How could you be underappreciated if one of the biggest issues the Heat had is you're not playing enough?
Yeah.
Well, that I do means think they're overappreciating you.
I think Jimmy Butler making $50 million a year the next 2 years, if he wants to, like, even the NBA players, like, dude, like, that's not
right.
Like, nobody's looking at that and being like, oh, poor Jimmy. Like,
right.
You know, it is. And it's like, you hate that it comes down to like, hey, oh, rich athlete and the fans can't relate. But dude, you can't, like, people can't relate to that. You're unhappy making $500,000 every game. What?
Did you see one of the lists of grievances that are currently going viral on Jimmy Butler's side that I seen the public is no remorse for? Jimmy Butler's paycheck was late by 10 days.
I did see that. Oh. Yeah, Chris Haynes reported his paycheck was late by 10 days, and then the Heat are like, but it was a bank issue. Like, it was the bank. It was your bank's fault. I'm like, who cares? Who cares? Are you serious?
$500,000 check? Like, you living from check to check?
Everyone's like, how did he survive for those 10 days?
That's what I'm thinking. Wow, me and Jimmy got the same problems, but I somehow think he's going to be okay.
I think he'll be okay. I think he'd be okay. But, like, that is how petty we've gotten. Well, you guys missed a paycheck in July.
Yeah.
All right. Where were you? In Sweden at the time? Like, when did you notice this? When you were in Morocco? Here's D-Wade giving some flowers to Jimmy Butler, but it's like, hey, you know, Pat's going to do what Pat Riley does.
To give Jimmy credit, man, Jimmy came in when they was losing the face of their franchise and became the face of the franchise. That's hard to do. He became the person that those kids wanted to buy his jersey, wear his jersey. You know what I'm saying? And so the relationship was, the Heat was a soft landing spot for Jimmy, and Jimmy was exactly the star that the Heat needed for 6 years, finals, big moments that they've had together. It should not end
ugly.
It's ended tragically. Right. This is tragic. This is a tragic way to end a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so as a former player, it's ugly on our franchise. It's a stain on our franchise that we continue to have these, the way that the relationships break up. But also, too, on the other side, you don't run that organization as a player. So you get to that space sometime where you want to do things your way. It's Pat Riley way.
Tragic.
Damn, he's making good points, dude.
He's good. Hey, this guy's good.
Yo, every one of these, I'm like,
here's
I miss him
Here's
so much.
Why
God, I love this man.
D-Wade,
please leave Utah.
Garners so much respect, and why so many people will listen to what he have to say. He went through the same thing, and that didn't end like this. And he came back.
Yep.
So if there's a person that can speak on this issue by not getting the thank you very much contract, right? The Heat Lifer contract.
We should have thanked him.
It would be D Wade.
We should have thanked him so much.
I said, if they ain't do it for D Wade, I said this, if they ain't do it for D Wade, they ain't doing it for Jimmy.
I still throw up if I ever see a photo of him in a Cavs jersey. I can't.
But yeah, so, but here's the other
thing. Remember when Pat Riley said he wrote an email?
I was crafting him an email.
Right. But how about this?
Email?
Think about this. Think about some of the things Pat Riley said about D-Wade. Need to get in shape.
Yeah.
Right? And
he fat shamed him on the way back. He goes, no more pancakes.
I'm like, think about this. At no point in time, no matter how banged up, no matter how bad his knees were, at no point in time did you ever have a question of whether D-Wade was playing basketball.
And I do think that
the thing that gets me.
And that's why I do think in this, like, it does, like, I think he holds Pat accountable, and I think that he holds the organization accountable for their mistakes. But there is a little bit of like, hey man, I didn't do it.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why these words coming from D Wade, a person who everybody would say he got screwed more than Jimmy feels like he getting screwed. And look at how he handled it.
One more from D Wade discussing this situation, and then we'll move on from it for the time being. But he said, that he feels like when Pat Riley had his press conference, he kind of got a pep in his step again.
When I left, I heard Pat Riley say something about how he wished he would have handled me.
Right.
That would have been perfectly fine with me if we would have sat down and talked about it that way. I actually could have signed up for that plan because you let me know. And so, like I said, man, a lot of this is going on. It's just ugly because I know it ain't no communication going on. And then it's ego, it's pride, it's jockeying for position. And it's ugly on our organization, you know what I mean? But also at the same time, from a person that's been inside the organization, Iron Fist is that if we're going to be that way, let's be that way. And the stuff that we've been hearing as former players, we don't like it. No. We didn't get away with that. we didn't get away with that. So when I hear some, I'm like, dang. But Pat J. Riley, he's back. It's just ugly, man. And so hopefully we get through this, you know what I mean? But like, you know, when I look at the organization, when I look at all the players that's come through and everyone, yeah, a lot of guys have left. A lot of top guys have left because we've ran into that guy.
Friction.
We ran into that guy. And when you run into that guy in Miami, you see who wins.
There you go. D-Wade on his Y Network podcast.
Hey. Come on.
Hey, that was good. He's
come
good.
On. Come on.
He's good. Come on. I miss him so much. I miss him so. Can you please, leave Danny Ainge? Mickey.
Come on.
Get him away from Danny Ainge. All right? So,
I mean, but if you think about what he would say, I think if UD were to speak on it, you know, without having any ties, he would say the same thing. You know, there's a lot of players.
Probably a few more mother bleepers in UD's speech, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Because here's the thing with UD. The contract is the contract. You can fight over the contract all you want. But don't ever cheat the players by going out there and not playing.
And I think the important thing that we all learned is D-Wade liked Pat Riley's press conference and that Pat Riley gets Pep and step back. Ergo, not my fault.
You ain't getting no...
No, that's what he said, though. He's like, I like that.
You're a but weasel, dude.
No, I'm not a weasel, no, dude. Weasel. That.
It started with your question.
Which D-Wade liked that. Mm-hmm. In fact, it kind of sounds like D-Wade saying that reset the organization.
Mm, and that's why he took your video, giving you a little shout out.
Wink.
Mm.
Wink. It's I don't care.
Because, you know, we have.
My whole thing is this. I don't care how much you hate the organization. Bam, Tyler, you know, all those guys on the team. The young guys, Jaime, Kalel, Jovic, they don't deserve that. So whatever your issue is with the organization, those guys don't need to be punished on game day by the issues you have with the organization. And I think when you hear what D-Wade's saying, what UD tried to avoid, right? Is that is the issue. Everybody's had at some point an issue with Pat Riley, right? Everybody's gotten into it with Spo.
Like D-Wade said, it was impossible to ignore.
Right. But you never, ever heard, but once game time started, the guy didn't give his other teammates everything he had.
MacMan says, Bulls paid their young guys, didn't max Jimmy. Wolves paid Cat, didn't max Jimmy. Philly paid Ben and Tobias, didn't max Jimmy. He paid, except Bam, didn't max extend Jimmy. Well, they did max, but they did extend him.
They did extend Jimmy.
They did extend Jimmy. He's on, like, he's on an extension right now.
He's on an extension right now. That's the thing. Like, they what are we doing? Like, is it fair to say Pat Riley should just extend him based on the last 2 years and how many games he's played? And the biggest issue Pat Riley had was, and keep in mind, as an organization, you could always say if Jimmy had given us 10 more games, we wouldn't have been in the play-in. Dead you sense. Want to pay a guy another $60 million 2 years from now, right? And a lot of organizations do this. A lot of organizations will do this. We're not going to give you the extension, and we want to see how you respond. Because if you respond poorly, then we were right. Okay? It happens with young players. It happens in football. It happens in a lot of situations. And so you look at all the guys that the Dolphins didn't extend that end up on other teams. Because they went out. They balled, they didn't worry about the contract, and then ended up getting bigger, more lucrative deals, even though it was somewhere else.
MacMan says it wasn't a mistake to pay Jimmy, it was a mistake to pay Bam before Jimmy. Yeah, but the one thing guys got to understand, I know Bam makes a lot of money, and Bam rightfully is getting criticized because his play hasn't been up to snuff. But you guys realize that Bam didn't sign, like Bam took a discount. Like Bam, if he waited till the summer, could have signed a bigger extension this summer. Like, do people realize that? Nope. No, I'm just letting you know, like, it, you know, yes, he's getting max year, like his max dollars for those years, but he could have gotten an even longer extension in the summer. So, you know, I'm sure, and you know, hopefully he'll bounce back, and that won't be the last contract of Bam's career. But it's also one of those things where, like, yeah, I get it, but he also kind of is doing, he did the Heat a solid with that contract in a lot of ways, kind of did like the Jalen Brunson,
right?
But whatever, I get it. Listen, he hasn't lived up either way. He hasn't lived up to it. He's then and did that piss off Jimmy? Yeah, maybe. I can't deny that that's part of it.
But the same thing that's pissing Jimmy off now, and maybe he's thinking he's justified because of the way Bam is playing, would be the same reasons why the Heat won't extend him.
Somebody says that Jimmy's pocket watching. Is that what the kids call it?
I will confirm with them, but I believe that's what it's called.
Dade South calls me Vin Weasel.
That's good.
That's good. Pretty much that.
So, like, yeah, and then here's the other thing. You step into a very difficult territory when you start talking about other guys getting paid on your team. Insinuating anything about another guy getting paid on your team.
Right.
Right? Like, you and think of Javon Holland. Javon Holland has been a trooper in that he's watched every single person on that team get paid, and he's said...
Okay. For sure. Wilkins, too.
Wilkins, too.
Take a break. Back up to...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to some cat talk here, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash toward your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, HollywoodKia.com, or call them 832-930-6181. Panthers back on the ice tonight, taking on the Detroit Red Wings as they will look to keep it going off that quick little hiccup, that little road trip where they just beat the Devils in a shootout. And Spencer Knight looked really good. He was getting his bob on with the diving all over the place, losing the stick. Losing the stick is Bob's thing. Like, that's when Bob loses the stick, you're like, oh, game on, because he's about to do something crazy. This we know. Aaron Ekblad, if you guys are just tuning in, apparently Paul Maurice says that he is getting closer, but will not play today. So he's going to miss his sixth game with an undisclosed injury, but hopefully we'll be back very soon for the Panthers. Paul Maurice has said they've missed him for sure. He says, I don't think we're very far off. I don't know that it's Anaheim at home, but we're feeling fairly confident right now that he plays on the road trip. Hopefully the first game on the road trip. So they have a home and home with the Anaheim Ducks because they have this weekend and then they venture out next week and that starts with an Anaheim trip. So it sounds like West Coast trip. West Coast Ekblad.
All right.
And Sergei Bobrovsky is in the net tonight.
That's a dub, dude.
Hope so.
Got to put that in my chili pepper.
You gonna do a little Bob Chili Pepper?
A little
Bob Chili Pepper. Tell you what's the Yes Man got for odds tonight? The Yes Man's been on fire.
Ooh. Are you the only person who calls him the Yes Man? Because I heard you say that with Dork yesterday, and he's kind of like, who exactly are you referring to?
Well, here's
the... No. He knows that he's the Yes Man. No, everybody knows Yes Man Locust is the Yes Man.
Oh, wait. Here's what makes that interesting. Dude was calling him Jesper.
I did it one time!
And I said, no, it's Jesper. Then all of a sudden he became the Yes Man. If I had never said anything, he would have been Jesper.
Dude, they had a guy on the national broadcast for the Devils that was a Jesper. Or either that or the guy who was screwing it up, but he wasn't from the same place. I was like, all right, this is too much. You guys got to pick one.
Same spelling, different pronunciation.
I mean, is that any different than Jesus?
I don't know many people calling him Jesus.
That's true. I feel like that's reserved.
I don't think many people are going with that.
He's right next to Pat Riley in the three-peat.
Yeah, exactly. The Yes Man, you want a goal? Like a goal odds? Because those are juicy. Plus 425.
It's not bad.
Not bad. Let me, if I That's go ahead bad. And combine that, we're going to do very easy.
Yeah. It looks like four legs crazy.
At most. I think the Panthers are going to win. We're just going to say they're going to flat out win. Mm-hmm. It seems to me like I need a little bit more juice on this thing. Goaltending. Oh, we got to go. Bob, goals against 2.5? No way. Over? No way. Save. Let's go saves. Bob, over 20.5 saves.
Off the road trip, I'd say over, because it feels like the guys will be like a little step slow, you know, like get off to a slow start. If it was the second game at home, I'd be a little tentative to do that. But I feel like he's going to have to be busy tonight.
All right. Well, now we need one more with some juice on it if we really want to add some parlay. I mean,
Reinhardt's been can we just throw a Reinhardt in there? Because Reinhardt scores every game.
All right, so do I put a goal or a point?
I don't know.
You know. Let's see what kind of value. Oh, a point doesn't do anything. I need a goal. Give me a goal, Rhino. All right, we're getting closer. This last leg, though, has to be crazy. Because, you know, I need value. I need at least plus 1,000.
Understood. Trust me. I'm diving into the UFC tomorrow. We're gonna make ourselves a parlay.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Your fight game parlays are a little sketchy because you go with guys you like.
I don't like that. No, that's
you
not fair.
You do.
That's not fair, dude.
That's not good.
You're very judgy on my parlays.
Wow. I'm not judgy.
Let me go about my business. Not trying good. To.
No.
Tell you. You know, I'll tell you where cat talk is just degenerate talk. He's right.
That's my fault. I apologize.
You're right. Oh, man. For all you degenerates out there who want to head to the casino, you want to be looking good with your clothes, Leroy.
Ooh, yes,
man, for the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40-plus years owned and run. Our guy, Ara, fan of the show, taking care of our audience. In fact, if you go to A&T Dry Cleaners, you text A&T Dry Cleaners, you're going to get 25% off your order if you mention Tobin and Leroy. And you guys can reach Ara at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. Text him anytime. He got the text there. You can call him. You got a sewing situation. You need something altered, Leroy? Go with Ara.
More importantly, they have a seamstress on site.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and they do some same day alterations, but give Ara a call at 954-610-9383. He'll get you all set up. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach. And if you mention our name, you get 25% off your order. Just give Ara a call. Text him.
Text him.
Say, hey, here's what I got. I've been working out. I got a little... I'm a little too small for these big clothes I got. I need them taken in. I need them to fit me right. Text him. He'll give you an idea of how much it'll cost, how much time it'll take. I promise you, if you use A&T dry cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
We should. We were playing a game earlier in the week, Bust or No Bust. I think with R, we should play Washed or Not Washed. Just get it going, baby. I think we got a new segment for A&T dry cleaners.
When does he come to see us? We got to get him a part.
Absolutely. We'll play when he comes in. It'll be like a washed or no wash, and he's probably going to just say everything with me is washed because A&T dry cleaners. You're never going to want to launder your own clothes again. 954-610-9383. A&T dry cleaners. It's that time. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing well, doing well. Leroy.
Hello, Jennifer.
I have a wolf on my shirt. Is that what you were looking for?
No. What does that say, Cinderella?
No.
What?
Oh,
I actually have no idea what it says. I don't know.
Thunder Bay?
It says Rockville.
It does say Rockville.
JFK was probably like rooting for like the queen in Cinderella, like the evilness. Like if she's a goth person, she's like, oh, give me the one with the who is that lady with the horns? I feel like you'd root
Maleficent.
Yeah, dude. Oh. I feel like a young JFK was rooting for Maleficent.
You know what's funny? One of my probably my favorite movie. Not Christmas, princess movie growing up was Sleeping Beauty. She's in that movie.
Yep. See, nailed it, dude.
Tobin, is your daughter into, she may be a little too old for this, Descendants? Have you been hearing about Descendants?
She was she was Descendants for like Halloween years ago.
Okay.
My nieces were too.
Yeah, I'm just hearing about that one.
They actually gave me a shirt. So we went to Disney one day. Ming. For like making Not So Scary, and they made t-shirts of that show, movie, whatever it is, and they put Maleficent on my shirt.
How about that?
Look at that.
I'm on to it.
Connecting dots. Look at that.
What do we got today, Froggy, for Goosies? No Goosies.
Well, earlier in the show, we briefly discussed this, and Schmeathen kind of called it putting lipstick on a pig, but who cares what he has to say? Because the Miami Heat have returned with Vice jerseys back in action. The white jerseys from a few years back have returned. I want to know, guys, does this give you goosies? Oh, look at that. Sad. This is sad. I'm sorry.
It does hurt watching that.
I apologize.
Seeing Jimmy in the
Yes.
That hurts.
Maybe he'll be there tomorrow. You don't know. I mean, maybe everything's going to be good tonight.
You know damn well.
Let's get off that cloud.
Maybe he's going to be there, baby.
Get off that cloud.
Tobin, stop lying to yourself.
We don't know.
Yes, we do.
We don't know. I think we don't know. You don't know that, dude. Maybe the meeting goes swimmingly.
Oh.
Okay. Has anything here gone swimmingly?
Yeah. No. Only thing swimming is a rat's off of a ship.
I will say that I have the Goosies because it may be the greatest uniform this town has ever produced.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that it's back. Leroy does make a great point that Nico was 12 when this came out, which is kind of crazy because it feels like the Vice is fairly new, but it has been, 8 years? Been a while. So happy that they're back. They look amazing. And, send me aside one of them 22s in clearance,
Ooh, wow.
Not even you're sure about tomorrow.
Yeah. I definitely have the Goosies. These are my favorite uniforms.
Nice.
Goosies.
Every version of those jerseys I liked.
I agree.
I didn't really care for the cotton candy.
I also have the Goosies. It just looks so nice.
Goosies.
And clean,
You didn't like when they meshed them together, Marcos?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that one. Wasn't really.
The people call it the gender reveal jersey.
Yeah, it just was weird. It was just not great.
I think what happened there is Nike's like, give us some more.
Yeah.
More!
Put them together! And then they did the mashup after that one, right?
I like the mashups. Yeah, the mashups were cool.
I didn't mind.
A lot of people wear those. A lot of people wear the mashups.
A lot of people, because the mashup was the first time you got to like do your own thing.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think hands-on getting your own jersey the way you wanted it.
That they do a good job collaborating with the crowd, for sure.
They nearly had a perfect run with the Blood Reds until the Utah game. I think they nearly ran the table with Utah, with the Blood Reds until that 36-point ass-kicking that they took. But hopefully...
The Gogurt jersey was disgusting.
Is that what you Gogurt say? Gogurt. That was something. That was... I liked all of it. The blue ones I liked. I liked the black one. I love the black one. The black one's honestly my favorite. I like the black
one. The yellow ones could kick rocks.
Oh, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. That was crazy. I don't want to talk about that.
I didn't get that. I'm like, what are we, the Pacers? What's going on?
It's crazy.
Anyway, we all have Goosies. Goosies, unanimous Goose.
Goosies galore. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What's number two there, Frog Boy?
Number two, Udonis Haslem put out a top five big men around the league. Put this out on ESPN. Unfortunately, that list was missing old lover boy Bam Adebayo.
Don't say that. What? Oh, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that.
Well, hey, man. He wouldn't do that.
Sure,
Udonis Haslem's top five
does
big
men. Does he have to pick Bam because he's a Heat guy?
I mean.
No, like, really. Like, what? How is that a knock on Bam?
That's his guy.
He's still going to be his guy. Just because he says he's not the top five big?
I need proof of this. I don't believe it.
Okay, put up the list.
All right, I have the list here. The list is... Number one, Joker.
Boy. Hold on. Take it down.
He can't see that.
Wait a minute. Listen.
That's not real. You photoshopped that. Nobody, you photoshopped it.
Nobody cares who the top four are.
Yeah. Usually you start with five, you go down to one. I was like, nope, I'm going to start with one and go to five. Joker, number one. Anthony Davis, number two. Cat, having a good season in New York, number three. Wembanyama, number four. And old DeMontis Sabonis, number five.
Here, my question to you is this, Cole. if you look at his numbers, can you say he's wrong?
Oh, man. No, this guy has this crazy notion that someone was stuffed in a locker 3 years ago.
He did stuff him in a locker. Anytime they took him on, he's on a little bit of a run right now. I give him credit where credit's due.
It's been years.
Bam Adebayo used to put DeMontis Sabonis. I don't know what the hell's happened. When he went to the Kings, all of a sudden it went away. But let me tell you something. Pacers Sabonis never stood a chance against Bam.
Oh, okay, man. That was 3 years ago.
Living in the past,
we're
Grandpa.
We're talking about top five right now. I mean,
maybe it's a motivational tactic. Maybe it's a motivational tactic.
Maybe. Like reverse, I mean, like guess what? He didn't even include an MVP.
You don't look so well, Tobin. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Have you seen Bam play basketball this year, J-Fig? Can't hit the broadside of a barn. Doesn't take any shots. I mean, literally, like, anytime he drives to the basket, it's a charge. What do you mean, am I doing okay? Why would I be okay from that? What a terrible question that is. And DeMontis Sabonis.
Why did someone for yelling at me like that?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the list. I'm yelling. I would never yell at you. You're a lovely person, and I would never. But I'm raising my voice at Udonis Haslem because he went against the family. I mean, you could have picked any other center. Can you pick Şengün? But you got to put Sabonis on five. Why did you just stab me right in the heart, Udonis?
He left Embiid off the list.
No, deserved. I mean, come on. He doesn't play basketball.
Şengün.
I mean, go look at Sabonis' numbers.
I don't need to see his numbers. I know what his numbers are.
I'm going
to
look at
him. Having a better season than them. I understand what his numbers are. You don't have to look at his numbers. I know what his numbers
look
are.
Look at those numbers.
Why you think Bam should be in front of him then?
Just, you know, you got to stay loyal. I thought we're 10 toes down.
Are you allowed to have that many rebounds in a game? Is that allowed? So no Goosies, I'm assuming.
Not for me.
Fair.
I'm not a big
no Goosies.
So I don't like this list.
Yeah, I don't have Goosies just because I don't like lists. But
I also only want to apologize. Say this.
I also got no Goosies to you, to Tobin, saying that Bam should be on the list over Sabonis.
No Goosies.
His face. I hate his face. Stupid hair.
You can hate his face. Do you hate his game?
Daddy's boy.
Okay.
Nepo baby.
Nepo baby.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
The only person I want to apologize to JFig for my tone.
That's all. No. Oh, my goodness.
But I don't apologize for my reaction to the list. I mean, that list can go to hell.
So who would you put on the list? Who would you put at five?
Jakob Poeltl.
See, that's why we can't take it. We can't. Keep in mind. Let's be clear. It's Poeltl, right? With no R.
No R.
Doesn't make sense. I don't know. It's Turkey, though. I don't know what, you know, I don't know what they do over there. What's number three on the list, Froggy?
Number three.
Jakob Poeltl.
Okay.
I know you called him Jacob.
Mike Tyson.
Oh.
And Dean. He buys a $13 million mansion in Delray Beach from all Jake Paul fight money. Neighbors with Mike Tyson now. Does that give you Goosies or no Goosies?
That does give me Goosies. Yeah. That does give me Goosies. I'm happy that Mike Tyson, you know, as horrible as that event was, as I told you guys from the minute that it signed, it was going to be awful.
Goosies!
If anybody deserves a little bit of cash because of how certain promoters who also live near Delray Beach, who are friends of the show, possibly took advantage of said boxer Mike Tyson. I am happy that in his later years he got that munion, even if we all had to see his ass cheeks.
Thank you, Tobin.
Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
You're welcome, Don. So I have the Goosies for Mike Tyson. Anytime I'm happy Mike Tyson got his dough.
Goosies.
I am amazed at how much Tyson has become beloved with all the stuff that he's been through and done, right? This is amazing. This doesn't normally happen. Normally you just go out to pasture and whatever, but I mean, he had that tour. He's done a lot of stuff. He's been in movies, a lot of cameos. So good for him. He's still nobody will still cross him, right? He still seems like he has that ability to.
Oh, snap. Yeah. I'm not messing with it. Jennifer?
I have the Goosies. The one good thing that came Goosies. Out of that fight was the fact that he can now relax at a home in Delray next to the beach.
Yep.
It's a nice beach. So
it is a nice beach. I think there's a BurgerFi there.
I like the marketplace there. They got like a mall outdoor.
They do have a nice marketplace.
A really nice one. Yeah, like they got good stuff there.
Yeah,
with that being said,
all the houses are worth $13 million. It is going to be nice.
Yeah. That being said, no Goosies, dude. No Goosies at all.
Okay. Why?
What? You expect me to like pity a man that once owned a tiger and like 500 pigeons? He's fine, dude. He was fine before. The rich got rich again. Whoa!
Whoa! Like, what are we doing?
Wow.
I don't care, dude. Thanks.
Wow.
Great, Mikey boy. Hope to see you on the beach with your buns out.
No goosies.
Wow. All right.
Mike Fleissen lashing out here.
That was pretty good.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up.